This Sunday is Easter.
I know, but I'm like sad about it because we can't do all the normal things about Easter. My parents were going to come down to Houston and we were going to do, you know, mass and then a big Sunday brunch, and I'm just bummed.
Okay. I can't fix your parents being able to come visit. However, I've got a few tips on how to make your Easter egg hunt epic.
Okay.
It's a virtual Easter egg hunt. You set up a time and place, and you make a plan for the virtual Easter egg hunt. Now, you've got to let your loved ones know when to arrive. You can keep it simple. You can send them a text. So what you're going to do is you're going to hide eggs throughout your apartment, right? Okay. You're going to set up a Zoom meeting for your family, and each of them gets a turn in trying to find an egg. So you'll walk around your apartment, and like if you've got grandparents and things like that, or you've got aunts and uncles or friends that you would normally have Easter with, and you do the Easter egg hunt, it's a great way to do it. You have a virtual Easter egg hunt. So you hide them in your house. You set up the Zoom meeting. Then what you do is you hide various things in each of the eggs and you set up baskets for each of the people that aren't able to be there. And they get to tell you left, right there. I want that egg. I want the orange egg. You open it up. Whatever is in it, you put in their Easter basket, right?
That's so cute.
Okay, and then they get whatever is in that basket when you guys can see each other again. Now, if you want to throw wild cards and things in the situation, you can do what my mom did, and she used to hide money in some of the eggs.
Yeah.
So there could be money in some of the eggs, and this is a great way, too, and they say for grandparents that aren't able to be there, or aunts and uncles who can't be there, or godparents, that what you do with the kids is you get them name tags, and you're a team. So, like, you're a team grandpa, and you're a team grandma, or you're a team Aunt Jessie, or you're a team Aunt Sarah, and then you say, go, and you take the phone, like the cell phone for the Zoom, like mom's cell phone, dad's cell phone, and you tape it onto your kids' shirt. So the grandparent has the point of view of the actual Easter egg hunt that their grandchild is doing.
That is such a good idea. I'm for sure doing that.
So I don't know if you're using duct tape. Like, I'm not exactly, like, the website that I saw, they had some, it looked like these parents are really good at Pinterest. I'm not. So I suggest probably not, like, taping the phone to the top of your child's head. But if you do have grandparents and people that can't be here, it's a great way for you to be able to do an Easter egg hunt inside your house, socially distant, and a great way for your grandparents or your parents or her parents to feel like they're there. And a lot of people are going to say, well, what if we don't have enough phones for that? And I get that. What you can do is you can call one grandparent, set of grandparents on one phone, one set of grandparents on the other phone. If you have an iPad, Zoom works on iPad, and you can just do what my mom would probably do is walk around holding a laptop computer and just follow the kids around. But at least it's a good option.
Well, I'm scheduling a Zoom meeting as we speak. Invite.
You should.
Mother.
And if you're not familiar with Zoom, zoom.us is where you go. You sign up using a Gmail, and then you just invite people. It's the simplest thing ever. Everyone is using Zoom now, and I think you get like 40 minutes for free for multiple people. So as long as your Easter egg hunt doesn't take longer than 40 minutes, then you're going to be fine. But it's a great way for you to stay connected without actually being there. So there, Jesse, you can have a virtual Easter egg hunt with you and your boyfriend Tyler, and your parents and his parents can play along with you, and you just have to duct tape your phone to the front of you, and they can give you directions, and that's their point of view.
Oh, now I'm excited. I got to break out the duct tape.
You're welcome. Happy Easter.